Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
We're back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Well, Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. We got a. It's just you and me, by the way. And I have something I want to talk about. I want to talk about a recent poll that we took, and how that fits into some history. You know, if you by the way, I'm Jim Blasingame. I guess I told you that. Maybe hope I did. And I hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't want to forget to mention that, because I would like for you to go there and use that and subscribe to the newsletter, by the way, and all the other things that are there. You know, later in the week, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg will be on the show, and he'll bring us the NFIB report on small business optimism, which hasn't been very high in the last several years. And he's been reporting that survey with us now for, golly, about 12 years. And he's been doing the survey for over 30 years, probably almost 40 years now, that he's been doing this survey of small business conditions, the NFIB survey, and it's the gold standard. But if you ask Bill, over the history of the survey, what is the longest standing concern that small business owners would tell you that they've had? The thing that they're the most concerned about, the biggest challenge that they have. Well, early on, in the first 10 to maybe even 20 years of the survey, he would tell you that the biggest concern would be inflation. The small business owners could not raise prices enough for their customers to match up with their cost of goods sold, their expenses. And so they were getting squeezed all the time from a profitability standpoint. So inflation was a big problem for them. And the second most critical issue would be taxes, having to pay a lot of taxes, more taxes than they felt like that they owed, or that they should be paying, I should say. Because all the taxes that they pay out is precious capital that leaves the business that prevents them from hiring more people, from buying more goods and capital expenditures. So first would be inflation. Second would be taxes. In the last 15 years, one of the top concerns, especially in the last decade, has been the rising cost of health care. Double-digit increases every year for many, many years for health care costs. Healthcare insurance costs. And so that's the most recent one, except, I should say, up to now. And we've had something that's really strange that has happened in the last, I'm going to say, 3 to 5 years. And that is the fact that small business owners' biggest concern today seems to be that they cannot find qualified people for the job openings that they have. Now, think about that. We have really an effective unemployment rate, not the one that you hear politicians talk about a lot, but we have an effective unemployment rate. It's called U6, by the way. It has a name, official name by the Labor Department, Labor Statistics. U6 is almost 15% unemployment. Over 20 million people, maybe 22 to 25 million people, are either unemployed or underemployed, meaning they're working part-time and they would like to have a full-time job, or they're just absolutely out of work. 20 to 25 million people. And so think about that. We have literally a catastrophic economic scenario here with unemployment in America. And one of the biggest concerns that small businesses have is not being able to find qualified people. Now that, folks, that's a scarier scenario than almost anything else that's a headwind for our economy. Think about that. And you know, we wanted to know how our audience, was experiencing, what they were experiencing. And so we asked this question last week. We said, what is your experience in finding qualified applicants for job openings? And I've asked this, by the way, I've asked this question whenever I've spoken to audiences. I've asked them, what's the biggest deal? Is it taxes? Is it health care? Is it inflation? Is it regulations? Is it having qualified people? And the results in those live face-to-face polls that I've asked have been very similar to what we got in our recent online poll. We asked that question, what is your experience in finding qualified people? The greatest number, about 40%, said we have job openings, but it's difficult to find qualified applicants. That's the largest number said that. About one third of our respondents reported that we're able to find qualified employees when we have an opening. So about a third are doing okay, but a little less than a third, about 29%, I think it was, said we are not hiring and we don't expect to this year. So think about that. 4 out of 10 can't find qualified employees. And about one third, so over almost 80%, either can't find qualified employees or aren't hiring people at all because of the economy. That's a really scary number. And that's, folks, what I just described, the scenario I just described and those percentages tell the story about why we didn't have very many people get hired last month and why the economy is still having a tough time. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.